woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
And it feels like minus 10. Kind of a cool morning, but you know what? It's February 9th. We're, you know what? A quarter of the way through February? Is this a third of the way? This would be a third of the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Guys, we're chugging along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chugging.
Chugging along.
Trying to stop this train.
Exactly.
Because it's chugging along.
And there's an exciting morning ahead. So let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
I have never felt more stupid in my entire life as I have just finished a book. And I understood maybe half of the words in that book.
Good for you.
But boy, did I power through it.
Good.
It's called The Road by Cormac McCarthy. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Cormac McCarthy. He writes in a lot of metaphors, and I don't understand a word of it, but boy, did I finish it.
Look at him go.
Couldn't tell you what it's about.
Yep. This is why we did book reports in school, because you can finish a book and not understand what's happening.
Exactly.
Jax, what's up?
The artist formerly known as Little Bow Wow is joining the Wrestling League, everyone. He's going to give up music, and I wanted to come share
the
this.
Wrestling the Wrestling
yeah,
League?
Yeah, WWE. That's what it's
That's
called,
not
right?
World Wrestling Entertainment?
Oh, it's the Wrestling League. I just thought it was interesting because it shows you that regardless of who you are, you can always grow and expand. So congratulations to Little Bow Wow. Sorry, just Bow Wow. He dropped a little a few years ago.
Yeah, okay. Producer Jesse, what do you got?
There's a special anniversary today, and I'm bringing this up because this song, it's very important to the three of you. I know that.
Vin Diesel.
I'm being serious here. It's 6 years ago this song was released, and I think we should play a little clip because you guys love it so much.
What is it?
Adam, go ahead.
This is a great song.
I love this song.
Taylor Swift, this is stop. Such a great intro, too.
Yeah.
Because we can talk over it. All right. Now, why are you bringing this up?
Because you guys love this song.
I'm okay.
Genuinely.
Can we just straight up say that this song is, when they look back on the last decade now?
Yeah.
Of the teens, and this has got to be one of the top three songs that came out, right?
I think we're overrating it. I think it's a really good song.
I agree with Adam.
Wow. Says the guy who had a Taylor Swift on his Valentine's Day thing yesterday.
Tell us more about your book, TJ.
Wow.
Come on.
Why don't you like it? I'm interested.
You said it's one of the best songs of the last decade.
It is. You don't think so?
She's one of the best artists, and this is one of her best songs.
Wow.
So, like Taylor Swift. I don't know why you're defending
her. Don't lash out. It's true.
Yeah, I'm on TJ's side here.
Wow, really?
All right.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
All right. Here's what we're doing.
The Weeknd and Drake and all of their hits.
Okay. Fine. I got it. Just. Okay. So to start off the show today, here's the vote. Okay. Yay or nay on Style from Taylor Swift. This one being one of the top three songs of the last decade. Yes or no? Just text it to 999999.
To be fair, you said top 10.
Sorry, I meant top three. I actually said top three in the break.
Okay, well then you're even more wrong.
Yeah. I said top three song from 2010 to the end of 2019, okay? Oof. Give us a shout, 416-872-9999. 999999 text. Don't you oof me.
Yeah,
don't you dare oof me.
I regret bringing this up.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When people have never heard this show before and they ask me, hey, Adam, what do you guys talk about? I go, the most divisive issues of our time.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
We tackle the tough issues. Like, is Taylor Swift's Style one of the top three songs from the 2010? So that's beginning of 2010 to the end of 2019. I would say it is. Jax would say it is.
I agree.
TJ would say it is not.
It's not.
Producer Jesse would say, oof, it is definitely not. He oofed me on the last break.
It's a wonderful song, and it's one of my favorite songs. Having said that, it is not a top three song of the last decade.
So,
it is wrong.
Now, Producer Jesse and TJ have been preparing their rebuttal.
Yep.
And you're saying that you guys can find songs that are way, way better. Top hits of the 2010s.
Within 5 seconds of Googling, I compiled a list of 10 songs that are better than this
Whatever,
song.
Whatever,
okay, let's hear it.
Okay. Adele, Rolling in the Deep from 2011. Mm. Old Town Road from 2019.
No.
That was big when it came out.
Rihanna's We Found Love from 2011.
Yes, okay, that's a great song.
Despacito, 2019.
No.
Hotline Bling.
No.
Cardi B, I Like It. You just said no to Hotline Bling? Are you sure about that?
Don't look at me.
You can't stand behind that. Come on.
Cardi B's I Like It.
Uh-huh.
Drake One Dance. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
Oh, no.
No, Billie Eilish. I love Billie. I love Billie, but it's not better than this song.
Another hot take that you're going to regret when you listen to the podcast later. And the last two are going to completely shut down your argument.
Right, Adam, right. What are we doing here?
The superior Taylor Swift song, Shake It Off.
No!
Absolutely not.
You get out.
No!
And to push it out of the top three officially, LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem.
Oh!
Don't bring that song into this.
Don't you dare!
Which we talked about last week, if I do remember.
Oh,
so,
I...
And if you want even more evidence, Jesse, what's the text line saying?
That Adam's wrong.
Adam and Jax, thank you.
Don't bring me down
with
you.
Yeah, we got a lot of people here, like, a lot of people loving the song, but there's somebody that's like, hey, the entire album's great, but this isn't even the best song on it. And I don't know what, they didn't tell us what the best song is.
This song has depth.
I would say if I were looking at the votes and I was guessing, it's probably 60-40 in favor of Jesse and TJ Jack. So I think we lost this one.
Listen, I think it's more. I think it's higher than that.
I don't know where you got 40.
To be fair to you guys, I don't think you're that far off. I would say it's probably a top 20 song.
Don't give us charity.
It's got to be top 10 at least.
Let's not vote again. You won't like the results.
Turn off their mics.
I'm upset.
Top 10.
It has to be top 10.
Here we are.
Maybe top 3 is a little high. Hard to go against like One Dance, Hotline Bling, Party Rock Anthem.
Top 5. Yeah. You know what? Top 5.
Now you'd lose that
Okay.
too.
Okay.
I'll give it top 10.
Damn it.
We got to do a breakdown of that one day. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
28 public health regions will enter the gray zone on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know what that means.
Yeah. Never been so excited to be in the gray zone.
It's the color coding. They really need to work on the color coding, right? Because we know, like, green means go, yellow means caution,
gray means sad.
Orange could mean somewhere in between red, but instead we went with gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's already winter. It's gray outside, and we have to go with a gray zone. Really?
It also kind of indicates that it's unclear to me.
Yeah, it's very ambiguous.
Yeah, okay, very vague.
So, on Tuesday, February 16th, the 28 public health regions in Ontario will enter the gray zone. Then Toronto, Peel, and York will enter on the 22nd.
Okay.
These areas are jumping right to green on Wednesday. And then there's like, it goes into like Prince Edward County, Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, Addington, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Green is like good.
Yeah. You can get haircuts, go to the movies.
Yeah.
Exactly. All that fun stuff.
Restaurants will be open.
What it means for us, though, zones. On the 22nd, retail shopping. Permitted for all retail subject to capacity limits of 50% of supermarket capacity, which is what it is right now.
Yeah.
25% of all other retail, including discounted big box retailers, liquor stores, hardware stores, and garden centers.
That was a nice little surprise, eh?
Yeah. But, yeah, well, I mean, I thought it was just going to be curbside, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. That's great. Curbside pickup and delivery obviously permitted as well. Stores must post their capacity limit, and personal care services are not allowed.
It's no haircuts.
Nails.
No getting your nails done.
No.
Yeah.
I can't get waxed.
Sorry, TJ. pet services are back, although they were back last week.
They are
week.
Back right now, I do believe, yeah.
Yeah. No indoor organized public events or social gatherings except with members of the same household. Individuals who live alone, including seniors, may consider having exclusive close contact with another household to reduce negative impacts of social isolation.
Good.
So that's where we're at.
All right.
We can at least go for a little shop.
Yeah.
Listen, a little light between the clouds, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I can live with that.
Is that the saying?
Is that a saying? Is that a made up?
You know what? I think we know what you meant.
Yeah.
And that's what it's
light
important
between
to
the clouds.
Listen, no.
No, it's what all the teens are saying.
We will take it. That starts February 22nd. You are going to be able to go shopping.
And local business finally going to get some cash in the registers, which is exactly what we need to be seeing right
and
now.
And if we can be your parents for just a second. Yeah. If I can just level with you for just like one quick thing. Can we just make a push to shop local?
Yes.
And I know everybody knows why. Let's just like as much as you can. I know we're supposed to stay home as much as possible, but when you do go out and you do shop, please, please shop local. We need to keep these businesses around. You've seen, if you've been downtown, the amount of for lease signs everywhere.
It's terrifying.
It's happening in the suburbs too. It's happening all around. Let's get to those local businesses as soon as we can and save them if we can.
Absolutely.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's talk Britney Spears in this documentary that came out. TJ and I haven't seen it yet because I couldn't find a link for it. Jack saw it last night and has since shared the link with us, which is nice.
It's in the deep, Deep internet, guys.
Yeah, on the dark web, huh?
It's so nice that Jax shared that with us this morning, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's great.
Really anyway, appreciate that.
So you saw it.
And, I did, yes.
And so the overwhelming reviews that I've seen are that it's dark. Very, very dark.
It's concerning and it's really, really sad. Yeah, it fills you with a lot of despair for her. And there was a lot of hype around this because it was done by the New York Times, and they, you know, do a lot of deep, deep dives when it comes to their journalism. So a lot of people are excited about this. It was announced about 2.5 months ago that it was going to be coming out now. And it's not only looking at her conservatorship with her father. Her father is in control of all of her money, her assets, her, you know, mental health, her physical health. Every choice she makes is made by him.
She can't buy a Starbucks without
exactly.
asking her dad.
It's Seriously. Been like that for the past 12 years. So it was not only a look at that, which is an ongoing case happening right now, but kind of how she got to this. And it's a look at her starting out in her music career. It's a look at her rising, her relationship with Justin Timberlake, how the paparazzi and how the, you know, media machine treated her in the early 2000s. And it leaves you with two questions. How did this happen? And what's going to happen now when it comes to her, you know, her future? It's real. It's a lot. It's a lot. But like, I hadn't really seen a lot of behind the scenes Britney Spears when she was just first coming on the scene. And not only was she innocent, she was sweet, but like she was completely in control of her career. She was making all of her creative decisions, like when it came to choreography, tours, like she was in charge. And to go from that to not even, you know, being able to buy something at the drugstore, it's a lot. It's really sad.
I feel like the shocking part of this too will be how we treated people not that long ago.
Yep.
Because that's
especially women.
And then of course with, you know, mental health as well, right?
Yep.
I mean, this is the thing. Like, you know, at the time, I can remember being an intern when Britney shaved her head.
Yeah.
I was on a show called The Sound Lounge. Mm-hmm. And so I was the intern for that, and I remember talking about it and joking about it.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it was.
But that's what everybody was doing, right?
Everybody was doing it. And so it was sort of everybody's kind of lampooning her and like, oh, we can't keep it together. Has all the money.
Yeah,
can't
exactly.
keep it together.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Britney?
We all, I mean.
And it was when you think about that now, like, and of course I was 18. Yeah. I didn't know any better. That's just what the hosts were doing.
And even up until, I mean, a few years ago, you would still see the memes everywhere. Like, Britney can make it through 2008. You can make it through anything. And,
that's still
and
there.
It's like, I mean, hindsight's always 20/20, but the way that we treated and talked about mental health back then in comparison to now, but also like postpartum issues and everything surrounding, like when she had kids, like she was having children and trying to live her life privately while all this was going down. We're like, well, she's crazy, right? It's so interesting.
You said too, the documentary talks about how the media would frankly entrap her in these situations.
Yeah.
And then, as Adam said, lampoon her into being the bad guy or somebody who's unstable.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they surround her car when she's just with her kid.
It's the definition of gaslighting, right?
You
drive someone crazy and then point at them and say, you're crazy.
Yeah. Like, why are you acting so crazy? It's really, really sad to see. So, but of course, like I said, the question is what happens now? And like I said, the conservatorship case is ongoing. And something I will say, I mean, she has been under the care of her father for 12 years. So that's going to be hard to transition out for anybody. I do not think that her father, Jamie, should be her conservator. But maybe she does need some assistance in general moving forward. But
seems like
free
a bit
Britney,
of a power
baby.
Imbalance.
So, yeah.
TJ?
So without giving it away, does the documentary touch on the stuff with her father and the Free Britney movement over the last few months and her trying to
absolutely.
Change? Okay.
It also gives you some backstory as to why people are so concerned, I'll say this, as to Jamie being in charge.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I'll say.
Now, we got a bazillion text messages asking for the link. We can't share the link because the link is not necessarily above board. How'd you find it?
I would say that it's not too hard to find on YouTube. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
It's not, in its full version, New York Times.
Okay.
Framing Britney Spears.
Called Framing Britney Spears.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Jax, the police are here.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We're back.
Whoa.
We'll be entering the gray zone on February 22nd. And here's what you need to know. 28 public health regions will enter the gray zone on Tuesday, February 16th. That's next week. Toronto, Peel, and York regions are going to enter the following week on the 22nd. There are some areas jumping right to the green zone. That would be like Hastings, Prince Edward County, Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox and Addington, places like that, which essentially means they can get their hair cut and go to the movies, and we're all jealous of that. Here's what you can expect in our zone, the gray zone. In-person shopping is permitted for all retail, subject to capacity limits. So that's 50% for like grocery stores and pharmacies, convenience stores, that type of thing. 25% for all other retail, which was a bit of a surprise. We're not expecting to be back in stores, but this is including discount and big box retailers, liquor stores, hardware stores, and garden centers. Obviously, there's going to be curbside pickup and delivery permitted, and stores have to post their capacity limit out front. Personal care services are not allowed. Getting wax, getting your... I don't know why I went with waxing first. Yeah. I should have went with that haircut first. But anyway.
Haircut nails.
I think somebody's waxing on TJ's mind.
Huh? I gotta get my chest done.
Do you? You don't have any chest
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I gotta get him out of there. God. I gotta look like John Bon Jovi as much as I can.
Okay,
just
fair enough.
Hairless chest. Anyway, that is not happening.
Cool.
But pet services are back, so you get your dog room, which is great. Also, indoor and outdoor restaurant service is still prohibited. There's no indoor organized public events or social gatherings except with members of the same household, and individuals who live alone, including seniors, may consider having exclusive close contact with another household to help reduce the impacts of social isolation. Oh, and then during that press conference, Doug Ford went on a bit of a tangent about Tim Hortons egg sandwiches.
Yes, he did. And let me just pull that up, TJ. I was supposed to have that ready. And
that's okay.
He did.
We're going to go down University Avenue and hand out these Timmy's card. Oh, yeah, I got to give Timmy's a good plug. The best thing you guys ever did is make those real egg sandwiches. I used to go eat those other ones. They're the best, those real egg sandwiches. So whoever did that at Timmy's, good for you. And as for...
What?
All right.
This is just another example, I think, of Doug becoming an influencer.
Or trying to be.
Yeah, it's more of an attempt than anything. Hey, some good news. The Novotel on the Esplanade is going to be used as a temporary homeless shelter for the winter. This is to help aid those experiencing homelessness. It will act as an emergency support and temporary shelter starting on February 22nd.
Love that.
Yeah. It's going to be more part of more than 40 additional sites that are being opened across the city as part of the COVID-19 response to provide physical distancing within the shelter system.
It's a beautiful hotel, too.
Yeah, gorgeous. And more than 25 additional sites are currently open, so that's cool.
Incredible.
Hey, Offset is getting sued because he lost a rental Bentley. The story's kind of bananas. Platinum Transportation Group is suing Offset for not returning a rental Bentley that he had borrowed last spring. He had rented the 2020 Bentley Bentayga. I can barely pronounce that because I can't afford it. Back in May for $600 a day. And kept pushing the return date back, allegedly. The company said he claimed he didn't have the car in his possession and had no idea where it was.
Whoopsie-daisy.
They also claimed he stopped making payments after his lease was up in July, despite the fact that he failed to return the car, which is usually a big no-no when you rent a car.
How much is a Bentley?
That it could be anywhere from $120,000 to about $500,000.
More than my Volkswagen, okay.
I would think so. Yeah. You could buy a fleet of Volkswagens. Now, the thing is that's interesting for that is that it only costs $600 a day.
I know that was cheap.
I know that we're all like, $600 a day, we couldn't afford that. But you got to think about somebody who makes even $1 million a year.
Yeah.
$600 a day is manageable.
Yeah.
That car, by the way, $168,000.
I'm surprised he just didn't get the money and was like, I don't
know, man. Yeah,
you should
have just bought the car. Why did he? No.
Anyway. Well, he just wanted to rent it and then lose it, you know, allegedly.
I wonder where it is.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So we want to introduce you to Bailey, who started her email off with, "So Craig might be the cutest guy ever."
Oh.
They met on Hinge. Now I'm going to let Bailey tell the rest of the story, but obviously this ends in a ghosting. It starts well, ends poorly. Bailey, explain to us what happened.
Okay, guys. So like you said, Craig was, oh my God, profile, so cute. So I talked to him for a bit, and then he told me he wanted to cook me dinner. So a couple weeks ago, we had our date, and we both got on Zoom, because that's how things roll these days.
Oh, yes.
Right? And it was like a dream virtual date. I mean, he walked me through this homemade pad thai recipe, and I had all the ingredients beforehand, and it was his own recipe, and the food turned out amazing, and we drank red wine. The day was so much fun. We chatted for like an hour after everything was ready. So after the date, I texted him, and then he didn't text me back. So get this. I went to his Hinge profile, and it was deleted.
Oh.
You can't just cook me dinner and then ghost me.
Yeah.
Hear the things he said to me.
Oh.
So I don't know. I want to know what happened, or is it something I did? I don't get it.
Do you think there's a possibility that Craig is in fact a ghost? An actual ghost, because his profile's gone. There's no witnesses to the date. It's the perfect ghost crime.
Sometimes I wonder when you ask these questions, do you want a real answer?
80% of me wants a real answer.
I do, because, you know, and not to be conceited, but I mean, I'm pretty cute and we had a great date. Like, maybe something happened.
I'm telling you, it's Casper.
I don't think he's an actual ghost. Okay. I think that there's another reason. So no, we want to find out what it is.
So that's what we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to call him. You're going to be listening on the phone, and we will do that next.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Bailey has a really sweet story. Meets a guy, Craig, on Hinge, and then they have dinner over FaceTime because that's the world we live in. And then all of a sudden, poof, he's gone. Hinge profile deleted. No longer responding to text. Do I have that right, Bailey?
That's right. Yeah.
Now, TJ's theory is that what?
He's an actual ghost. He's a poltergeist.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the rest of us think there's got to be a different reason. So we're going to call him. But Bailey, I do want to quickly ask you. Sometimes the answers, and we saw this actually last week, sometimes the answers are terrible.
They're not fun.
They're rough.
Yeah.
They hurt. Are you sure that you want to know?
I do. I have thick skin, and it doesn't make sense to me. So I'd rather know and have closure and move on if I have to.
I respect that. Yeah, yeah.
If it's an accident and he likes me, I dig him. So I don't want to lose the opportunity to date him if it was like a technology malfunction or something.
Bailey's confident. Yeah. I like this.
I like it, Bailey. All right, let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hi there. Looking for Craig.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Craig. It's Adam Wild, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's up?
How's it going this morning?
Good. How you doing?
We're good. We're good. We were wondering if you could answer a couple questions for us.
Okay. I mean, is this like a gotcha thing?
No.
Not really.
No.
It's more like a ghosted thing. We're just sort of wondering, you met somebody named Bailey online on Hinge, from what we hear. We hear that you guys had some, like, dinner over FaceTime.
Cooking pad thai.
And you've now, poof, disappeared into the ether, although we were able to get a hold of you. Are you an actual ghost, which is an important question, or is there a reason you cut Bailey off?
I mean, because, like, Kristen knows about this, so, I mean, everything is, like, solved, so I'm not sure.
Who's Kristen?
Wait. I'm so confused right now. What are you guys calling about then? Because Kristen's my girlfriend, and we were on a break for like 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's when I, whatever.
What?
Like, I did like
Hold
a
Hold on a minute. Why would you go on a date with me if you had a girlfriend?
Bailey?
Yeah, sorry. We should mention that Bailey has been listening the entire time. So can you explain this one?
Oh, my God. I was single at the time. Like, we broke up for like a month. Yeah, we're back together. I'm sorry. You're like really cool and nice. I'm so sorry. I'm like in a relationship. I'm sorry.
Who are you? Ew. Who does that?
Well,
apparently Craig.
Yeah. No, I mean, they were on a date. Craig, we were going to call and ask you if you wanted to go on another date with Bailey, but I'm assuming that's not going to happen here, right?
No, and like, don't ever call me again.
Okay, fair.
Okay, easy. Yeah. Easy, big rig.
Ew.
Okay.
You know, if I may.
You may.
The bright side is, we know he's not a ghost.
That's true. That's sweet.
And it means the hunt for paranormal activity may continue,
which
I think is a very important thing.
So many A&E shows in development over that. Now, okay. So, Bailey, in all seriousness, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm definitely okay. It sounds like it was definitely for the best.
Yeah.
He's unhinged. Right.
Hey.
There's Bailey with a heater. Okay,
yeah,
so
you know what, guys?
Yeah.
I got an awesome pad thai recipe out of it.
Yeah,
just gonna ask.
Yeah.
At least you got that, right?
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations on the pad thai recipe.
Yeah.
Because that you can bring to reel in the person who's actually worth it.
That's right.
Exactly. Well,
all right.
Thank you for helping me get to the bottom of it.
Got it.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
And there is reaction. There's no question about that.
Yeah, hey, you know who's not popular? Craig. From the 289. Craig is trash from the 905. Yo, what a plot twist. What a slime bag. And the other one from the 905 that made me laugh was, we were on a break!
You know what? I like really slime bag. I'm going to start using slime
Don't
bag.
Don't call me a slime bag.
Another one, there was a trash hat in there.
Trash hat's good.
Never heard trash hat. That's a good one. If you want to watch this again, and I think you do, because it's pretty, the reactions, I think specifically the part where he's like, does Kristen know about this? That's the part where we're like, what? You can check out this and any other Ghosted, of course, at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram or at 999virginradio.ca. We throw them all up on YouTube as well. That was exhausting.
Who wants to watch Friends? Marathon?
No.
Just cragging around.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If I told you a year ago, hey, we're entering the gray zone. Are you excited about that? You'd be like, what is that?
Sounds terrifying.
It does. Yeah. It sounds like you're going into purgatory. Yep. It's not quite heaven, not quite hell. Now, sort of how the last year has felt.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, we are going into the gray zone in exactly 13 days. If you're outside of the GTHA, you're going in next week. Actually, this weekend, February 15th. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
What? And we're going to talk about more what this gray zone means in trending at 8:50. But for now, I just want to quickly go around the room. What is everybody most excited about? I'm going to start with Jax on this one.
1450 Dundas West. That is the address of Expo Vintage, because I need to go shop. It's my favorite shop in the West End, and I want to... Like, I get that ordering clothes online is, I want to touch clothes.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I want to see the people that I like to see at the store, and I want to support local, and I just want to buy some new clothes from down the road and not on the internet.
Okay.
And I cannot wait for stores to open and to see people IRL.
Okay. Like that, TJ?
I'm excited to walk into a dog groomer on all fours and see if I can get them to give me a haircut.
No, TJ, what are you actually excited for?
My poor dog, I feel bad. He's still got like cut mark, like not like actual cut, but like the hair.
Yeah.
Like the from the hair trimmer. There's like lines from the hair trimmer in his fur.
He looks awful.
He looks terrible.
He looks awful.
Yeah.
But it's too short to go get it cut now.
Yeah.
And I wish they would have given me the heads up like a day later.
You cut it a day before they
open. It's definitely somebody else's fault.
What are you excited for though, TJ?
My girlfriend's birthday is on March 7th, and up till now I haven't been able to like go into stores to buy her gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like because Christmas and stuff you do it online. So I'm kind of excited to like go into a local store and just like find something for her. There's a place that I like on Queen Street called Outer Lair.
Oh.
And they have like a bunch of like fun like gag gifts stuff. And you know what you do for your girlfriend is you buy them gag gifts. So I'm excited to go into Outer Lair.
I'm bummed for TJ that he lost out on the excuse of, well, it's your birthday, but I couldn't go shopping.
I was going to say, that means that until yesterday, you had no idea what you were getting her for your birthday.
Actually, I knew exactly what I was getting her, but I had to order it from a website that is definitely not local. And now I can do local again.
There you
go. I can do that instead.
Love that. Love that. This is super lame, but I'm pretty pumped to go to Canadian Tire.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just a putter.
Winners.
Just a putter. Oh, Winners is back.
And Marshalls, which is like Winners with a hat on.
Yeah, they're coming back at 25% capacity, but you can go. And you can go buy your $9 t-shirts, and I will be. I will be.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
I know you heard the good news yesterday. Let's break it down. 28 public health regions are going to enter the gray zone on Tuesday, February 16th. Toronto, Peel, and York regions are going to enter the next week on the 22nd. There are areas jumping right to the green zone, including Hastings, Prince Edward County, Prince Edward Public Health, Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington Public Health, and Renfrew County and District Health Unit, meaning they can get haircuts and go to the movies because they're lucky.
I would also like to just say and point out that Jax just called the gray zone daddy.
I am so thirsty for good news at this point. Anybody's daddy. Anybody's daddy.
Okay. Well, here's what gray zone daddy means for us.
Okay.
In-person shopping is permitted for all retail, subject to capacity limits. So that's 50% for grocery stores and pharmacies, that type of stuff. 25% for all other retail, including discount and big box retailers, liquor stores, hardware stores, and garden centers. Curbside pickup and delivery is permitted, obviously, and stores got to post their capacity limit publicly. Personal care services are not allowed, but pet services are back. So your dog can get a haircut, but you can't. Also, indoor and outdoor restaurant service is still prohibited. And there's no indoor organized public events and social gatherings, except with members of the same household. And individuals who live alone, including seniors, may have exclusive close contact with another household to help reduce the negative impacts of social isolation. Oh, and during the press conference, Doug Ford went on a very fun tangent about Tim Horton's egg sandwiches.
Let me just pull them up. Here, keep stretching for time.
So here's the thing about Doug Ford and his egg. Oh, here we go.
He likes egg sandwiches here. Oh, no, keep hanging on. Here we go. He's handing out Tim cards.
We're going to go down University Avenue and hand out these Timmy's card. Oh, yeah, I got to give Timmy's a good plug. The best thing you guys ever did is make those real egg sandwiches. I used to go eat those other ones. They're the best, those real egg sandwiches. So whoever did that at Timmy's, good for you.
Hey, here are the top five jobs where you're most likely to be single at age 40. This according to new census data. Starting at number five, restaurant host, 66% are likely to still be single at 40. Brick masons at number four with 66%. Food processing workers at 66%. Hotel desk clerks at 66% for number two. There's a bit of a tie there. And the number one job most likely to be single at age 40.
Radio hosts.
Bartenders, 70%.
Oh. Really?
Agricultural food graders, actors, flight attendants, vehicle cleaners, and butchers also made the top 10.
The hours, man.
That's the actually hours?
The other thing is, too,
like, it's, let's not lie and pretend that the bar industry doesn't have a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Single doesn't mean they're not having it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're not hooking up. It just means you're not hooking up with the same
people. Still getting kisses.
Ew, I really hate the way you say kiss.
Why? What? How do I say kisses?
Ew.
Hey, do you want to see who's been staring at you on Zoom calls? There's a third story. Do you want?
Yeah, I do.
Let's do it.
Oh, I realized the roast had begun. Do you want to see who's been staring at you on Zoom calls? There's been a TikTok going viral on how to catch people who've been staring at you. And it's like, obviously, when you're doing Zoom calls, there's a bunch of people staring at you and you don't know if they're looking at you or if they're looking at other people. They say you should start to yawn. Because if you yawn and someone's looking at you, they will yawn because yawns are contagious.
But then you look like you're not interested in the meeting.
Like you weren't interested in the story earlier.
Oh, man. Well, then you'll know who to kiss.
Well, that's right. Oh, they're yawning with me. Looks like we're going to kiss.
Ew. Oh, my God. I hate it.
That's what's trending on TJ.
We were wondering when that was going to happen.
You guys can frig off.
You know, the merciful end of trending.
Why? Was it not good?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's talk about first dates. There's been a debate raging for years about how to take care of a bill on a first date. Yep. And it is it's awkward. It's awkward every time. Yep. Doesn't matter how great that first date is. Bill part, weird. People are weird about money, though. And I think that's probably part of it. Yep. But also, I think societal expectations have changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? We're in the age of equality, or at least we're striving to be. We're not quite there yet, but we're trying. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that they are that changes every year is the amount of people who think you should split a bill on the first date.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every year this changes, and it's tilting more and more towards about even. According to a new survey, 56% of people, which means the majority of people, just barely, now say you should always split the bill on the first date.
No.
Really?
You say no.
Why?
I hate awkward conversation or tension, right? And I think maybe this is an old mindset. I still have that mentality where it's like, it's the awkward thing to bring up, like, hey, do you want to split this? So rather to avoid that, what I like to do is be like, hey, let me just get this one. You can get the next one.
Yeah, that's
fair. Just take. And I also always bring a canvas bag with a dollar sign on it as a way to show off.
Right.
So it's a good way to pull that out and show them that I have a bag full of money.
How would you feel, though, if, you know, Val and you, Val on your very first date, she paid?
If she argued me for it and then said, like, you get the next one, I'd be like, okay.
Okay.
But it's like, I want to get ahead of the conversation just so, like, there's, I just want to avoid that conflict.
So it's tricky sometimes because I always want to pay first, but I also sometimes feel expected to pay first because it's different in a lesbian dynamic.
Yeah, explain this one.
So I don't know, and maybe these are preconceived notions that I put on myself, but I definitely present more masculine than a lot of girls that I date. I'm into more feminine looking women, but I always go for it first, and not because I don't want them to pay, but because I want to, like TJ, avoid that awkward interaction.
Yeah.
I love to be treated like if a girl was like, yeah, like let me get the first date, but I found some girls that I've gone on dates with for the first one, they anticipate or expect me to pick up the bill.
See, that's the problem. If there's the expectation, that's what bumps me out, and I think I'd be more open
like
to splitting
reverse
it.
Reverse misogyny is bizarre.
But if you do the fake, like, reach for the wallet, I'm in.
Well, because I'm very feminine. No, I'm kidding. I think my issue is the... My issue with it is the expectation.
Yeah.
And that's what I get a
lot.
Right,
yes, yeah.
So here's how I think it should go down, because at the end of the day, I am paying for the first date. And I'll tell you why in a second. I will do it.
Yeah.
Because I have an issue with not doing it, and I know that's internal, and I know there's something wrong with it. But if you don't at least ask, then I know, personally, and this might not be fair, but this is just how I feel, I know that you thought from the beginning that I could pay for it, and I'm instantly turned off.
Yeah, manners are manners are manners. Like, 100%. I want to be, I still like, I mean, not like actually fight, but like my girlfriend and I still like argue sometimes, like, no, I got this bill, I got this bill, you know what I mean? Like, and I like that.
I've seen them argue, it's ugly.
No,
so,
stop.
But here's the thing.
It's the expectations, Adam, you're right.
What do you guys think about this sort of strategy? And this is where I come into play with my philosophy on this. Person who asks gets the bill. So she asks, he gets the bill. If she asks, she gets the vote. Whatever. You know, whatever you're dating. He, she, whatever gender. Doesn't really matter. If you ask, you get the bill. If you've asked the person out, you're the one that took that step forward. And because there are people that say, well, wait a second. They took the step to ask. I should pay the bill because then that's somewhat even.
That's an interesting perspective. I can get.
That's why
I get on board for that.
I'm always the one that asks. And that's the other thing. We need to talk about that eventually sometime on this show.
Yeah.
Is that it. I have found that people will wait, like on Bumble, they will wait, and they will wait, and they will wait, and they'll hint, and they'll suggest, but until I ask, and again, I'm a cis dude, I'm somebody that is dating women, it's always, you will never, ever, it's rare that women ask you out, ever.
Yeah.
I think it's happened once in my entire life.
I'll start asking you out more.
Please, for goodness sakes, I just want to be treated.
I want to go back to what you said about if you ask someone out, then they maybe have to be the one to offer to pay.
Yes.
In my mind, now that I think about it, if you ask someone out, you should offer to pay because you're at, like, this is your treat.
Agreed.
Right?
So that's why I do it.
Yeah.
I'm always the one that asks. So I feel like I at least want to know that you've thought about it and that you don't have the expectation.
Yeah.
But for me,
the expectation is where it's at.
For me, if I'm asking, I'm paying.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what's fair to me, in my mind. I could be completely wrong about that.
I also just like, I'm like, if you have to sit at a table with me for an hour, you deserve to have your meal
get
paid
out of
for.
Here.
You're a
fine.
Wonderful dinner date. A little messy, but you
yeah, I eat like a maniac.
The first time TJ and I hung out, we went to the Mill Street Pub in the distillery.
Yep.
That's where TJ was living at the time.
Oh, so I didn't have to travel.
And we hugged and our ears touched.
It
was very romantic. And instead of ignoring it like most people, TJ points it out and goes, well, our ears touched. Now we're going to be best friends. And
the prophecy was right.
I don't know if that's weird or kind of hot.
It's kind of hot.
I bet you've watched us touch our ears together.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I don't know. Let's go away from me.
All right. So here's what I want to know. 416-872-9999. Give us your opinion. What do you think? What do you normally do on a first date with a bill?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm not sure you're going to have this problem with Valentine's Day, but if you do like a FaceTime and you... Uber Eats, who's paying for the bill? And again, in the past, with our parents' generation, it was always the guy. That was the rule.
That's
what it was supposed to
General
be. The chivalrous.
Roles are dead.
Well, and they're not totally, although we would like to get rid of a lot of them.
Yeah.
We're not totally out of it. Now, what do you do with the bill? 56% of people in a recent survey said, always split on the first date. Always, always, always. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, because my opinion always is, if you asked, you should pay.
I like that, yeah.
I think that's,
I agree with
it doesn't
that,
matter what you are, like, what you identify as, I think it's really important that you ask the question. If you wanted to make the plan, you should make the plans.
Yeah,
and you
this
know
is
I mean?
Your night that you're, you know,
Right. However, and that comes with a caveat, and this sounds super, I know this sounds a little bit high maintenance, but at least make the offer.
Yeah, yes. No, that doesn't sound high maintenance. That's
just social graces.
It's all, exactly, and it's manners, right?
Yeah.
It's manners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, also, who is not at least offering? Yeah. Like, if you don't at least do the,
honey,
I know, but no, this is like a PSA at this point, that
okay.
If you go on a date and you're not at least doing the, like, the fake reach for the bill or the fake grab of, like, your wallet.
Can I tell you what
Stop
happens?
Stop it.
Can I tell you what happens to me? So instantly, they're like, radio person makes a lot of money.
No.
First off, not true. Second thing, Marilyn Dennis's kid has a lot of money. Again, good for my mom for whatever she's made.
Yeah.
We don't make, like, everybody's
like. How much, like, does she make a year after taxes?
People have been asking me that since grade 2. And I'll tell you something. Everybody thinks that, like, TV people are rich.
Yeah.
Not rich. Yeah. Not in this country.
Yeah,
in the States, they are.
Yeah.
But we're just too small.
No, we're all making Ellen money out here.
So when they find out that connection, the instant thought is, oh, this guy's got a ton of money. And so they instantly, so people are like, they don't even think to ask. Yeah. And
which sucks. That's
I don't,
so rude.
But that's just
so
the way
rude.
It is.
Yeah.
And I've actually, it's the worst part about it is somebody actually told me that on a day once. Yeah. They're like, well, you know, you can handle this. I was like, oh my God.
I'm going to stop buying new coffee.
Yeah, I said it once and I was drunk. It was Valentine's Day, so back off, Adam.
It's crazy. So what are the texts saying, TJ?
It sounds like the method of whoever asks the other person out is usually the one
that
has
polite.
To pay.
That's
seems to be the most popular thing suggested on the text line. There's also saying, I always prefer to split, then I don't feel obligated to a second date, that from the 905.
Oh, that's a good one. No, you should never feel obligated to go on a second date, ever, 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 ever. Don't let anyone ever pressure you into that. That's wrong.
Another one from the 905. I think splitting the bill for the first date is fair because you never know if you're going to be seeing that person again.
Yeah.
When it gets to second and third dates, one person can offer to cover the whole kit and caboodle.
I love that saying.
I always thought it was kitten caboodle, and now I learned it's kit and caboodle. So I
think
am growing.
I think that's a, like, believe it or not, I think that's a World War One saying. It's kit is your kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do the history thing.
I know,
Don't do the history thing.
Where do you think that came from, Adam?
I'm not getting into
it. Was that like,
I know, we're
going
to lose listeners, all right?
Yeah.
So
God.
That ship has sailed. Last one from the 226. How about just go to the washroom and pay the bill? First dates are always uncomfortable with the payment topic. So you do the old trick where you're like, I'll go to the bathroom, and then you find your server.
I love,
like,
when girls get sneaky like that with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's really hot.
I love being treated when they're like, no, it's taken care of. I'm like, I'm taken care of. Oh.
She bought my iced teas.
Oh, she picked up my Diet Coke bill.
Should have got more ice.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Producer Jesse, please read the email through 999virginradio.ca, or, you know, you can always DM us with yours, too.
This is from Paul. He says, my girlfriend and I have been in a relationship for 2 years, and for context, we're only 26, but she's already said that she doesn't want children, and I know that I want kids. We obviously love each other and have kind of decided that we're going to stick it out and just kind of see where life goes. But over the last couple of months, I've been thinking that maybe I'm wasting my time building a relationship with someone who's not going to be a part of my future. Is this a breaking point for us? Jax, please help me through this.
Oh.
That is such a hard one. Probably.
It's really not.
It is. It is a breaking point. It doesn't sound like the two paths are going the same way. And I mean, like, if you enjoy their company, if you really, really want to hang out with them, and if you guys are satisfied with that, sure, I mean, keep chilling, but it's probably not a good use of your time. And you can respectfully and kindly break up at this point before it gets messy, before, you know, there's a lot of feelings involved. It sucks, but if you want kids, she doesn't, by no means should you be forcing somebody to do what they don't want, right? So,
or...
what?
Oh, no.
Hear me out.
Here we go. Here we go.
You show up at home with a puppy. They fall in love with the puppy.
Oh,
hang on.
God.
I'll get there.
All right.
They fall in love with the puppy.
If this is you
and
convincing a woman to have a baby through a puppy, then I don't think that's the road you want to go down.
And you say, man, if you love this puppy, what about a baby?
No. I would say move on and find a partner with, you know, mutual needs.
Let me throw this out there. Jesse, what was the age of the... There was age was mentioned in that.
Paul said they are 26.
Okay.
The two of
them. So when I was 26, I was dead set against having kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed. I wanted one. And now I'm again dead set against having kids, hence the operation. But...
yeah.
But things can change. Yeah. I am not suggesting pressure.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But what I'm saying is
that can change, especially when you hit like 30 and you're like, okay, it's not because your friends are going through it, although for some people it is. Sometimes it's like, okay, really, when you think about it in your 30s, you're like, okay, how do I want my life to really go? In your 20s, it's like whatever's just like right in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas like
it's
you
also
30,
respecting somebody else's time though.
Bingo. Yes. And I think that's the key here, right? Yeah. So you've got to understand how serious they are about it. Yeah. And to be honest with you, having a child, going from not wanting to have a child to wanting it to now being a dad and not wanting another one, I gotta tell you, it's an incredible, amazing experience, but it isn't for everyone.
Exactly.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna defer, I know, like, I love TJ's little strategy here, the little manipulation with the puppy. It's good. I think Jax is right. You break it off. Because here's the thing. If it ever comes back around, then it was meant to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
And again, respecting each other's time. And
it's cute tough, little, though.
It is so hard, guys. Right?
You should get a puppy.
You should definitely get a puppy.
You should adopt a puppy.
That's why I say it's hard. It's hard because it's sad because they obviously still really like each other. It's just, they're
totally
passed around going the same way.
The question for you at 416-872-9999 or 999 text is this. What do you do? What did you do? You've been in the same situation. How did you handle it? Because that's what we really want to know. And do you think Jax's advice is correct? Because if you've been through it, you would know. So let's see what you got. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. A tough one on Love Guru.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the Love Guru.
Producer Jesse, check out, what's the email again?
Paul wants kids, but his girlfriend of 2 years doesn't want kids. Mm. He's wondering if he should break it off with her or ride it out. And for context, they're 26.
Jax, what was your advice?
Don't waste someone's time, nor your time. Like, you have to be respectful of each other's time. But probably end things.
I remember I had a girlfriend tell me, God, we would have been like 21 or 22. And she's like, well, I need to be married by the time I'm 25. Oh. And I remember saying, well, you better find a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because there's no
I've
way
I've had partners
hell,
like that. They have a timeline, which is respect everybody's, hustle. Yeah.
She instead of breaking up with me, we just kept going and going and going until we just didn't like each other.
Well, and that's the thing. That's
the right thing to do.
But that's what I worry about these two, right?
Yes.
That they don't get out clean and respectfully and kindly, it may lead to that.
It's a shame, honestly. And that's the thing. You do have to be honest. I do love that, Jax. What are people saying on the text, TJ? Are they agreeing with Jax's advice?
Yeah, from the 647, my friend lived through this and I helped her through it. At 27, he said no kids. She thought it could change and stay with him until 32. Mm-hmm. It didn't change. Yeah. She's now happily married with two kids with someone else. Yeah. It was incredibly hard for her to make the decision as she was truly in love with him.
Yeah.
But kids were more important to her.
Yeah.
And it's the best decision she could have ever made, but as she is very happy with her husband.
It's love that.
It's hard, though. It's hard.
Very hard.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to just end a relationship when there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if you guys have ever broken up with someone just because they're just not the right person.
Yep.
Terrible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hard breakup. Another one from the 647. I feel like people change. Right now, I'm stuck on not having kids, but in the long run, I could want them afterwards. But getting a puppy would be a great idea.
TJ's reading that specific text because that is exactly what he said last week.
Get a puppy.
Get a puppy, and that should warm things up.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Last one here from the 647. I agree with maybe it's time to go different ways. Time apart from each other may change your mindset. If it doesn't change, then it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. It's super hard when you're in a relationship where one doesn't want what the other one wants.
Yeah.
And it's hard to force on someone. Like, just want to say I love you guys.
It'd be like if somebody wanted to move to the country and another person's a city dweller. Like, I don't mean to make it that trivial, because I guess you can compromise on that. But it's one of those things where if your goals do not align, it doesn't matter how much you love each other. It's eventually going to drive away.
It's more harmful to waste someone's time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Find someone who wants to procreate. Or not.
Or get a puppy.
No,
don't,
why not?
Don't get a puppy.
Manipulate.
Virgin Mornings. With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, do you smell that? It's the gray zone and it's inbound.
You smell what the gray zone's cooking?
I hate that. I don't know you two. I don't know who you are.
28 public health regions are going to enter the gray zone on Tuesday, February 16th. Toronto, Peel, and York regions are going to enter it on the 22nd. There are some areas jumping right to the green zone, and we're going to be all envious of them. This includes Hastings, Prince Edward Public Health, Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington Public Health, and Renfrew County and District Health Unit. The green zone means they get to have fun. Like, they can get haircuts, go to the movies, indoor gatherings, all that sexy good times. What we can expect for our zone, the gray zone, in-person shopping is going to be permitted for all retail, subject to capacity limits. That's like 50% for pharmacies and supermarkets, grocery stores, that type of stuff. 25% for all other retail, including discount, big box retailers, liquor stores, hardware stores, garden centers. Of course, curbside pickup and delivery is permitted. Stores are going to have to post their capacity limit publicly. Personal care services are not allowed, but pet services are back, so your dog can get a haircut. Unless you're Adam Wilde, in which case you butchered your dog like last week, so it doesn't matter.
Poor guy.
The indoor and outdoor restaurant service is still prohibited, and there's no indoor organized public events and social gatherings, except with members of the same household. And individuals who live alone, including seniors, may consider having exclusive close contact with another household to help reduce the negative impacts of social isolation. Oh, and at this press conference, Doug Ford went on a tangent out of nowhere about Tim Hortons egg sandwiches.
Oh, Doug.
Now I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
In terms of your breakfast sandwich pick.
Yeah.
The one he says is Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite?
It's a sausage and egg McMuffin.
Sausage and egg McMuffin. So here's what he says.
Go down University Avenue and hand out these Timmy's card. Oh, yeah, I got to give Timmy's a good plug. The best thing you guys ever did is make those real egg sandwiches. I used to go eat those other ones. They're the best, those real egg sandwiches. So whoever did that at Timmy's.
I just want to throw this out there. First off, he's getting egg sandwiches for free for the rest of his life. Second thing I want to say is, no, I know everybody goes McDonald's and then Tim Hortons second. I think McDonald's ranks first, right? Everybody loves the McDonald's breakfast. A&W makes an unbelievable breakfast sandwich.
Like a bacon egger?
Yep.
Can I go a little more left field here, boys?
Yeah, go.
If you say Arby's, you're kicked off the show.
Burger King.
Burger King does breakfast?
Yeah, they got like a croissant sandwich. Oh, yes.
Really? Yeah. A croissant sandwich?
Take me to town. A little mayo on that?
That's literally anything.
Me surprised. Yeah.
I love
Jackson, my name is
a hot
mayo.
Dog. Throw a little mayo on it.
Yeah.
You put mayo on your hot dog?
Yeah, street meat.
No, you don't.
Yeah, like a sausage. If I'm going to like Nathan Phillips and the sausage truck
Okay,
is there.
So hold on. Okay, yeah. It's give me the grimiest club that you can think of in the city that you've been to.
Oh.
There was one on Ghosted. Croc Rock. Okay, yeah, so when Croc Rock was open,
Yeah.
When we took you, Jesse and I took you. And you're going out and you're getting street meat. What is on your...
I'm getting a super big sausage and I'm putting relish on it and I'm putting onions on it and I'm putting just mayonnaise. No ketchup, no mustard.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah, please.
Mustard, sauerkraut.
Love sauerkraut. Yeah. Mm.
Perfect on street meat. Yeah. Really hides the taste.
I love street meat. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'll do mustard, ketchup, and sauerkraut. I don't know if ketchup
no
and sauerkraut
mayo?
Is...
No ketchup on a hot dog, you animal.
Do people not put mayo on their hot dogs?
No, they don't.
Oh.
They put it on their burgers and stuff.
What's the mayo there for, then?
For the burgers.
Okay. Hey, really quick, can I give the top 5 jobs you're most likely to be single at age 40?
Go!
Bartenders, hotel desk clerks, food processing workers, brick masons, and restaurant hosts. That's according to census data.
Thank you, TJ. Here's Kane Brown on Virgin Radio.
Are you ready to get sexy?
Virgin Mornings ranks Valentine's Day.
Ah! Now, every single day this week, we will be ranking aspects of Valentine's Day, because what's a holiday about love if there isn't a ranking?
That's
a 3-2
right.
And a 1.
Yeah.
Now, our category is a fun one today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Today's category?
Say it.
Best makeout spots in the city.
Ooh. Or the GTHA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
GTHA.
Right.
So, we don't... Okay, so TJ is going to call this a what?
It's where you go for kisses.
Ew. It makes me never want to kiss again, the way that you enunciate kisses.
I know!
Why? Do I say it weird?
Yep.
Yeah, it's very, very weird.
Kisses. Taco-flavored kisses.
Come on, give me kisses.
Okay, right. So let's go with...
Number 3.
Jax.
Oh, we're going far away, but not that far. We're going to Hanlon's Point, baby. We're going to the islands.
Ooh.
My number 3 is Hanlon's Point. The sun is setting. You've taken the tiki taxi over. Maybe you've had a couple of beers. Things are getting a little bit intimate.
If you're taking the tiki taxi over, you're some kind of bougie.
I know. You're paying that $10.
$10. You must be serious about this.
But it's like, it's such a sexy view of the city. It's kind of hazy out, you know?
Uh-huh.
You got
your
own space. And then.
Then what do you do?
And then you kiss.
You what?
I'm not saying it like that.
Kiss?
Love Hanlon's Point.
TJ, number 3, Silver City Movie Theater in Trinity Common in Brampton, Ontario.
When I was a teen,
This was the spot. You go to the movies, you get your cold popcorn, you watch Superbad, and you make out with someone because you're in grade 10, and that's what you do.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Number three for me, and this is particularly important if you're dating somebody who's new to the city, underneath the CN Tower! Oh. Because we're taking selfies and we're kissing for Insta stories.
Yeah. There's always a lineup of people waiting to kiss underneath the
CN Tower. Right. Now, the place to do it is where, guys? Where under the CN Tower is the best place to do
it? By Ripley's?
That's
romantic.
Right by the Rogers Center.
Yeah, so you do it at the Rogers Center.
Yep.
On the Ripley side, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
But it's the elevated deck. So it's, I think it's around gate 6.
Oh, up top there.
You got to do it up top because then you get, because nobody's in the background. You don't get anybody else's heads. And you get the straight shot up of the CN Tower and your kisses.
Veteran move.
Interesting. Yeah, well,
sneaking the kids.
Number two.
We are going to the train station, boys. We're going to the GO platform. Doesn't matter which one.
Why?
Because it's the closest you're going to get to Grand Central Station. Yeah. It feels like you're going somewhere. It feels like you're in the
movie. And it's been under construction for 18 years.
It does matter. I need to preface this that it's probably because I didn't grow up here that it seems like a romantic place for me.
Does Union Station seem sexy to you?
It seems so sexy. I mean, dusty and construction-y, but it seems sexy to me. I kissed a girl there once. Didn't work out. Obviously, but you know what? It felt big. It felt like a big moment.
Okay.
A dirty moment, but a big
really
moment.
Surprised really? By Union Station.
Really?
All that brown tile that
I
used to be in there.
I think it's sexy there. I think it's, it's like the movies.
Oh. Yeah.
It's,
there's a time limit, you know? Like,
where's
there's a time
Richard
crunch because everyone's going somewhere.
Yeah.
Things are ending.
All right.
Number two for me. And guys, come on the journey with me. Get my car. We're going to go on the Gardner, then the 427, then the 401, to the 410, back to Brampton. Number two, making out in a Tim Hortons parking lot in Brampton.
I thought it was going to be Mandarin.
Nope.
I did. Yeah,
I thought so, too. Yeah, I thought he was going Mandarin. Tim Hortons parking lot. Now, there's the specific Tim Hortons that everybody goes and meets and makes out at in Brampton. I mean, it is what?
At least if you went to my high school, Heart Lake, maybe even Mayfield. Sandalwood Plaza. Notre Dame as well.
Plaza. The plaza.
Hey, if you're going to make out. Maybe where you're from, but in Brampton.
It's the plaza. Okay.
You go to Sandalwood Plaza, you make out, and that's, if you're from Brampton, you know that's a true Brampton love story is you find your lover in the Tim Hortons parking lot.
I got 3 creams, 2 sugars, and she got a double-double, and we knew it was meant to be.
You want to go vape in the parking lot?
All right, number two for me. Okay, guys. Let's take a trip the other way. We're going to take the DVP.
We're going to Scarborough.
We're going up the 401.
I know it.
We're going to go past the TSN studios. We're going to keep going to Port Union. We're going to take the exit off. We're going to go on to Lawrence and all the way down to the lake. Rouge Beach, baby!
Oh.
No one has ever heard of Rouge Beach unless you are from there. Rouge Beach is one of the best beaches in Toronto, and nobody ever goes there.
Sounds great.
It's the end of the Rouge River, which is the dividing line between Scarborough and Pickering. And if you go down there, not only we used to have raging beach parties, nobody knew we were there because it's only just a train track and that's it. So we throw
sounds illegal.
Huge bonfire, completely illegal.
Yeah.
And the best makeout spot ever because here's the thing. The water pours out into the lake.
Oh.
So you got that kind of going on. You got the beach on both sides and a little walkover bridge. And then you get the moon and it's completely unobstructed and a beautiful view of the Pickering Power Plant, which is just...
Pee-pee?
Beautiful. We didn't call it the PP, but I suppose we could.
Number one.
Jax?
Get in, boys.
No, right.
Where are we going?
We're going to Dufferin Mall.
Oh, yeah.
The dirty Dufferin Mall.
You have not made out at the Dufferin Mall.
I have had a kiss at the Dufferin
Mall.
You
got kissed at the Dufferin Mall?
Many years ago, yeah. Don't worry.
What were you doing at Dufferin Mall making out?
There's a photo booth in there, okay?
Oh,
that's where you take
it. Hold on. You said
interesting kink.
Interesting that Jack said many years ago when we know for a fact that when she was not even being public about her relationship with Michelle, that they went there and they took pictures.
I was trying to throw you off the sound. We have kissed the Dufferin Mall. I love the Dufferin Mall and everybody hates it. I think it's beautiful. I think it's romantic. I think that it screams success if you go there. Like you're in a successful relationship in the photo booth there. So that's my spot, guys.
Okay. All right.
I just want to give a shout out to the Dufferin Mall anyways, though.
Okay.
Now, you guys did hypothesize that I was going to go with Mandarin for my number one spot in Brampton, which, yes, would have been a good one, but it is not. The correct answer, number one on the list, beside any hot dog stand in the city, after a night out. Any single
hot dog. You've never made out outside of a hot dog
with
stand.
Hot dog breath, really?
That's what gets you going. You go out, you have a greasy night at a bar, and you're like, let's get some ice cold street meat to wash it down. Mm. And once the mustard hits your lips, you're ready to make out.
I can't see you being sloppy.
Well, then
take you home to a well-groomed bed. That's what you would do.
I want to shout out everybody who is backing me up on the Rouge Beach claim.
Really?
The greatest. Okay. The greatest. Okay. Now, number one for me. Guys, a little bit along the lines of TJ there. King and Spadina, 2 a.m. It's the summer. It's 31 degrees. You are sweating. You've been in a club all night. Your breath is terrible, but that's okay. So is theirs. And I'm talking, you just left Belfast. Yeah. You just left Citizen.
Ew.
You just left Bodega.
Ew, boy.
Back in the day, Spice Route, Brassai.
Oh, I like Spice
Route. Spice Route was fun.
Yeah, I like Spice Route.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're out there and you're grabbing a piece of that pizza. What is it? Is it a pizza there?
That's
a King and Brandt.
I don't know. It's your number one.
So there was, and then you get like garlic dipping sauce, and you guys are like,
oh,
you know what?
Yeah.
Now we need to put our tongues in each other's
mouths.
That's
right. Yeah. You both taste like garlic. What's the difference?
Exactly. I can't smell it. You can't smell it.
Yeah,
let's take a cab home and do things that we're not going to remember in the morning. It's a wonderful thing. So that is my number one makeout. And by the way, if you do want to people watch and you're completely sober, go to King and Spadina at 2 a.m. when things open back up again. I guarantee you.
It makes me so confused and concerned when I go there.
That's awesome.
It's always amazing, too, watching the drunk crowds walk to the GO train.
Yes. Everyone be safe.
So funny. Now, tell us yours. 999-999 text 416-872-9999. It's Virgin Radio.
Are you ready to get sexy?
Virgin Mornings ranks Valentine's Day.
Okay, so our category today is makeout spots around the city. TJ picked, what is it, Silver City?
Silver City at Trinity Common. Tim Hortons parking lot at Sandalwood Plaza.
Yeah, there's a couple of good ones. Jax picked Dufferin Mall. I was talking about Rouge Beach, which when I was growing up there, it was completely empty, but now I guess it's packed at peak times.
A lot of people are texting and saying that Rouge Beach is packed all the time. Now,
what else do we have great makeout spots around the city for Valentine's Day?
From the 289, Warden Woods near Warden Station back in the early 80s when things were somewhat safer.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe Warden Woods.
The woods is always hot to make out.
It is. But, you know, that's why good
danger to it.
I miss, as an adult, this just doesn't happen anymore. I miss a good bush party. Those were fun.
I mean, darling, you could.
We could, but come on.
It would be odd.
It'd be like just
a
bunch
of stern talking to you.
But bush parties were great, weren't they? Yeah. They were so much fun.
416, my favorite place to make out is by the harborfront. It's one of the most underrated spots in the city is actually the harborfront.
By the Jack Layton terminal and stuff there. There's
so cute.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll say this too, because I live in the area. Woodbine Beach. If you can make the trip out there, grab like a beer on the patio, and then go for a walk along the boardwalk at night. It's really well lit, so it's very safe, and it's also extremely romantic.
Interesting.
Very nice. Yeah, you should check it out.
Interesting. From the 905, the Bayfront parking lot in Hamilton, Albion Falls, Dundas Peak.
Albion Falls is amazing. I hiked it last summer, and it is so beautiful out there. It's so beautiful.
Last summer they limited the amount of people that could go because the influencers were wrecking it?
Yeah, you had to book hikes.
Oh, that's
summer.
Right.
Yeah.
last one here from the 416. Oakville Starbucks parking lot, North Service Road. One side's the plaza. The other is covered in trees. Tinted windows help, too.
Ooh.
Canada's Wonderland, and then we just came in at 416.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to make out of Canada's Wonderland.
You don't?
No.
Okay,
you're making out outside of a hot dog stand, but you won't make out of the Wonderland?
You never went to Wonderland as, a teenager and, And there was always that person. You were vibing with somebody, and then that was the Canada's Wonderland is where it happened.
Here's the thing: is when I would go to Wonderland, I was always stressed because I didn't want to get dragged on roller coasters because I can't handle roller coasters.
Oh.
And if you see me on a roller coaster, you will not be making out with me afterwards. So I always try and avoid it. So I was always way more stressed than I was ready to kiss.
It's hard to imagine, but a couple of years ago, Canada's Wonderland was open, and they launched a new ride. And we went on it. Yeah. And it was one of my favorite experiences of all time because Jax and TJ are big wimps.
Yeah.
And,
I must have about halfway through.
Love it.
Yeah. I closed my eyes the whole time. And Jax was fearful.
We're going to have to repost that sometime on Instagram. Once Canada's Wonderland actually reopens, which they say they're going to do.
Hey.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.